Tracy Thorn came into Arena recently to talk about Another Planet, which is the second volume of her memoirs. Here she is reading from Another Planet.
In my 1970s commuter village, I never heard the word class used, and yet we all knew what it was, and everyone knew where they stood in the pecking order. Even for such a tiny place, there was a right and a wrong end of town. No one was truly posh, because they hadn't been there long enough. And if being upper class is a matter of history, ancestry and inheritance, property that's been passed down, land that has been owned for generations, then no one in Brookmans Park could claim that. There were bigger houses, but they were all as new as each other, and even the detached ones with gravel drives and wide gardens looked unmistakably suburban. If there was no upper class, there was no real working class either. There were no factories, no mines, no farms, no heavy industry. But this is not to say there was no hierarchy and no looking down on people. Looking down on people was a favourite hobby, and the word used was common. My mum called people common, even though when she spoke on the phone to her own mother, her accent would slip a few notches back to where it originated, in a Kentish town terrace.
Tracy Thorn there, reading from her memoir, the second volume of her memoirs. It's called Another Planet, and it's published by Canongate.